Last time on Free Action Cry, our adventuring party unfortunately has to deal with the demise of their favorite mystic by going and seeking Algar's guidance. After seeking his wisdom, they decide to deal with it like any adventuring party would do after losing one of their members. They go to the bar, and they cry about it. Welcome back to Free Action Cry. So, you all are lodging at the Golden Pony, apart from Akashwin, who is with his dead body. Now, I'm not sure if I told you what everything looks like around you, but just imagine the scene from Lord of the Rings when Bilbo puts on the ring and it looks like there's all this gray, windy mist surrounding him. That, but you can also see your surroundings almost as if it's grayscale. What you would normally see in Elven dark vision.
All right.
Okay. So I just want you to think about that while everyone tells us what their lodgings look like.
Unless someone like pointed out to Pinecone that he can get a room, he probably like tried to fall asleep at the bar. I'm just saying. Which probably isn't unwelcome, but it's not good. It's not kosher.
Well, that being said, perhaps we should describe what the bar actually does look like. The bar, it has tables, chairs, what you would expect. It's right after a zombie attack, so there's a lot of people in there who just need a fucking drink. So it is relatively packed. There is a long bar with large casks of ale and various bottles of wine scattered throughout on shelves. There appear to be like three barmaids and a bartender working the bar. Pinecone has, you all have been there for, what do we say, like maybe an hour at this point?
Yeah. Sure.
Probably.
Yeah, we'll say that. So at this point, Pinecone has probably had one. Maybe Kakai has had one. Fargan and Vevi are probably 12 deep at this point, I'm assuming.
Probably, yeah.
Wait, hold on. Is there a state in Vargan and Vevi where they're not already 12 deep?
I mean, 12 deep could mean a lot of things.
Tis what she proclaimed, madame.
Jesus Christ.
Naughty.
So, what that just told me, what Ashley did just confirm for us, is that Vevi and Vargan are lovers.
No.
You heard it here, folks.
Oh my god.
Kakai's is gonna be like a mock drink instead of like actual alcoholic drinks she's probably never drank before.
Oh my gosh.
Kakai's over here with a Shirley Temple.
She has an O'Doul's.
No, not an O'Doul's. She's not a beer girl. She's definitely a Shirley Temple girl.
So I'll play this out just for fun. So the bartender of the Golden Pony is a dwarf, right? Which nobody's really ever asked about what races are in Alovian, but dwarves are relatively rare unless you're up near the mountains. So having a dwarf on this side of the river is quite a rare thing. Now you walk up to the dwarf, you ask him for something non-alcoholic, and he hands you human ale.
You want me to make what? Without what?
excuse me, sir. I this isn't what I was thinking of. Do you just have, like, a water or something? Like, I'm okay with just water, please. Thank you.
He just gives you a very confused look, puts it down, reaches back, grabs some water out of a what looks to be like a bucket of some sort, and just puts it down in front of you.
Thank you. And just like grabs it and takes it with her. She doesn't realize this is something that happens. So, by the way, so can I just get an extra glass for this? Like, this seems a little large for me.
Okay, he just reaches, grabs you another glass, puts it in front of you, and immediately starts to help a lot of the other customers, because it is quite busy in there.
Thank you. And she'll, like, take it, go back to the table wherever she was sitting.
I have to ask, Vevi, why did you start laughing so hard at that?
I don't know. 'Tis what she proclaimed.
It seems a little large for me.
Okay, I got it. That just went right over my head.
'Tis what she proclaimed.
All right, what is everybody else doing?
I'm dead.
You're all just drinking?
Drinking. Vevi's probably like low-key sulking.
Some might say we are carousing.
Okay. I'm
highly caroused right now.
Oh, God.
So, Pinecone heard about this mourning thing that humans do, and they drink to the dead. So, Pinecone is doing this human thing called getting drunk.
Okay. So, at this point, I'm thinking we should probably have Vevi Vargen and Pinecone roll me a constitution check. Constitution save, I believe, for drinking?
Oh, lovely.
Yes, a save.
Okay, I'm okay at that.
Let's see how fucked up everybody gets.
I got a nat 20, bitch.
18 for Vargan.
Like most first drinkers, Pinecone got a 7.
Yep. So, and that's including a plus 3.
I would like to argue that it is a hero's 7, maybe even a king's 7.
I will give you a friendly squire's 7. You're shit-faced, sir. You are, we'll say, not accustomed to drinking. So, and it's ale, so that it doesn't hit you hard at first. So you're just like, oh, this is nothing. You just start throwing it back like it's nobody's business. And before you know anything, you can see 5 hands in front of your face when there should only be one.
But I've only got 2 hands.
How is this possible?
Me talking in character to the DM. Shut the hell up.
No, I'm literally thinking in my head, you just said that out loud. Like, you're just looking at your hand and you go, but I only have 2. When you're looking at 1.
Yeah, but I'm seeing 5. Yeah, that tracks. My poor stupid boy.
So we're gonna let you guys enjoy your drinks, and we're gonna go see what Akashwin is doing. So Akashwin, you're dead. How you feeling?
Dead.
Okay, that works. You realize you can pretty much walk anywhere in the city. Nobody seems to make any realization that you're there. You can see things that no normal alive person could see. But also, I would like you to roll me an either investigation or perception or maybe history to maybe figure out what plane of existence you are on.
I'm going to roll history.
Okay.
So I got a plus 7 to that. That's a 26.
So in your studies when you were younger and alive the first time, you did hear a lot of...
She's so naughty right now.
Vevi is giggly today. I love it.
So naughty.
You do remember doing a lot of research into those who would do plane shifting of sorts, people who would visit other planes of existence. And you would know that you are essentially in the ethereal plane, which is a plane in between the material realm and the realms beyond the prime material realm.
I can't even die right. So when you said I could see things people couldn't, is it just like, you know, observing, you know, as a spectral being, or like, is there actually something I can see that other people can't see with their normal eyes?
The ethereal plane itself is basically the material plane, but halfway in between the outer plane of it. So what you can see is everything that everybody else can see. There is nothing else there, but nobody else can see you. So you can essentially go anywhere you want to within reason, but nobody will know you're there. So they're just going to act how they normally would act.
Now I have a bigger question.
Okay.
Does my mind magic work?
You would not know.
I did attempt to communicate before.
Well, while you're thinking, I saw Pinecone raise his hand.
So my biggest question, probably the most important question ever, is he going to come up behind us and Patrick Swayze us into learning how to make pottery?
No.
Oh my god, please. Yes, please. Yes. Yes, please.
No.
Don't let go, Jack.
Oh god, no. We're not mixing those two movies.
Come on!
I was making a ghost reference. You took it to Titanic.
I fucking went there because it's always there.
Titanic's always there.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So, just testing his mind abilities, he's going to try to, how long am I being given?
You don't know.
So, I know at least an hour from the point of death.
It has been roughly, I think I said like 2 hours okay. That it's been.
So, first he's going to attempt to like mentally communicate with Kakai again.
Oh, are you still with your body or did you follow them to the inn?
I think upon realizing nothing's happening with his body that he wants to watch, he's going to go find them.
Okay. So yeah, you were able to find them easily once you found out that they were going to the inn, which inn you can find that easily. So you're essentially in the bar with them, watching them as they're mourning your loss. So you wish to telepathically communicate with Kakai. Roll me a wisdom check.
Okay. Please don't fail me.
Oh, wait, no, sorry. This is not a magical ability. This is a psychic ability. Roll me an intelligence check.
Oh, I just got a nat 20.
What do you say?
He says in Kakai's head, Kakai, can you hear me? I can't. You know what? I'm going with that.
All right, Kakai, roll me a perception check at disadvantage. Because okay. A, you're in a loud bar, and somebody is trying to communicate with you from beyond the grave.
11. That's stupid. I even have a +6 in perception. And my passive perception is 16.
Well, wait a second. You only rolled once.
I only rolled once?
Yeah, could you roll it again? Just to see if you get worse?
See if I could get worse? Okay.
I'm just curious if you get a natural 1. Yeah, that's a 10.
Yeah.
Your first roll was an 10. 11. Perfect. And then 10.
Perfect.
Very nice.
Perfect.
I see a pattern forming. Okay. Nope. You just hear the loud noises of a very packed bar. Demi, would you like to try anything else?
Kashrin has an idea.
Okay.
Or like when your ear like fades out and you can't hear anything for like 10 seconds, and all of a sudden your hearing comes back.
Tinnitus.
Yeah.
I don't. That's never happened to me, and I've never heard of that happening to anyone else. I think you're alone in that. No, I'm kidding.
No. My spirit guides like to shout at me a lot, and I'm like, okay, I can't hear you shouting. Stop. Wait, hold on.
You said I am in the ethereal plane.
You are in the ethereal plane, yes.
I would like to use my ethereal weapon to punch Pinecone. Turning my unarmed strike into pure psionic energy. He's just trying to get someone's attention. He's doing ghost stuff.
Okay.
So you target the most inattentive idiot?
Hey, he doesn't want to hit Vevi or Kekai because he fears one, he respects the other, and Vargan, he just doesn't know what will happen.
I mean, part of me wants you to do it to Vevi just to have a fucking bar like, brawl. That'd be awesome.
I think it's hilarious that he didn't specify which one he was scared of and which one he respected. So it really could be the other way around, just saying.
Very true.
I'm going to say that if I'm not expecting it and I'm drunk, it just fucking happens.
Well, no. Before you do this, could you link that for me? I would like to see this.
Yes, it turns a weapon or unarmed strike into pure psionic energy. Oh, that didn't work.
Sorry. At this point, Dimmy just be saying some words about his, like, mystic class, and all of us just believe him because he's got, like, 400 abilities.
None of them related to each other, and none of them exceedingly good at one thing.
Okay, so I'm reading this. It's an automatic hit.
Unless he makes a dex save.
Yes, unless he makes a dex save. Here's the thing. A, he's drunk. B, he can't see you. And C, it's a crowded bar. A hit? Yeah, a hit could essentially come from anywhere and he wouldn't see. However, he's basically sitting around a table with the crew. So I'm going to allow this to happen. You're punching him in the face?
No, I know he punched him at one point in the shoulder. Okay. He's going to punch him in the same way.
Okay. All right, well,
roll damage, my guy.
Yeah, roll the damage for that, but half it.
He doesn't have a damage. His unarmed strike has a minus one to it.
Do I heal for 1 point?
No. No, you do not.
It's just for the feeling of impact. That's why I decided to punch.
I guess I'm going to roll like an intuition? I don't know.
Yeah, that would... That's a hard one. Because that's either... That's got to be perception.
How about... I know that a 7 was a squire's 7. How about a king's ransom of an 8?
Your definition of royalty is severely lacking, my friend.
Hey, King Henry VIII was a piece of shit. Like, I strive to not be a piece of shit. Obviously,
that's fair.
I'm better than King Henry VIII.
That is fair, but no, an 8 will not manage that. Basically, you feel something hit you. You look around, you don't see anything, you just shrug it off and go back to drinking.
Okay, can I squeeze in one last thing?
You can try one last thing.
Can he try to notice that they're not noticing him and just, not that it's just not working? Or would he already be able to tell?
That would definitely be an investigation check.
Okay, good thing I'm good at that.
Or you can try it on somebody else.
I got a 14.
14.
Roll 20 hates us today.
Yeah, I'm seeing that. No.
Roll 20 hates you.
First of all, I got a nat 20 on my con save, so...
Is it just a mystic thing? Does roll 20 hate mystics?
It's like, you're not supposed to exist. Get out of here.
So, for a 14, you would assume that nothing is working.
Well, that's disappointing.
Yeah, if you rolled a 15, I would have let you know what exactly is going on.
Okay, so he's just going to kind of float around and wait.
Alrighty. So after a few hours, the bar starts to die down. Most people are either returning back to their posts, going home, going to bed. They've drunk their woes away, as it were. So I'm assuming you all would like to go to bed at some point.
I actually have a thing I'd like to do.
Okay, Pinecone, what do you want to do?
Pinecone's going to, like... I assume that, like, we're all drinking together, and obviously Vevi and Vargan are, like, leading the charge on that, if that's okay with y'all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pinecone's gonna eventually go up to Vargan, and in quite intoxicated, he's gonna, like, put a hand on his shoulder in that, like, awkward, stunted way that only he can do. And he's gonna,
I was thinking... you're green, and I'm brown.
you're not like them. And he's gonna, like, point at everyone else in the bar. And, neither am I. Why?
Why are you not the way others are?
Why are we not like them?
In what way do you believe you are different?
So I don't know if you've noticed, but I don't look like them or you. I mean, you're just like a different color, but I'm not like them.
Yes, you are goat man.
But why?
Why are you goat man? Well, probably because whatever your actual species name is, your parents probably did the horizontal mambo and created Goatman U.
I've never seen anyone like me, though.
Just because you are rare does not mean you are not supposed to exist.
Whoa. He's gonna, like, I imagine they were sitting down the whole time. He's gonna put his head in his hands. Like, he's gonna grab his horns and just, like, stare at the, you know, the I've had too much to drink stare.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Speaking of too much to drink, with that spout of drunken wisdom, I also would like you guys to make one more constitution check before the night goes off.
Oh, nice. That's still a 23.
15.
Vevi doesn't know what intoxication is.
I think Vevi's liver is just as buff as she is right now.
We've bumped up from royalty and we're absolutely starved. Lord 11.
Oh, how? I wasn't even drinking.
You weren't drinking. I think you're fine.
Okay. I was just doing it for fun, I guess.
The cup was too big. She drowned.
So I don't know how this happened.
I kind of feel like the breath of all the drunks around you got you like a contact eye.
Yeah, yeah. Or like you see fucking Pinecone like just like slipping different shots and stuff into her glass when she's not looking. She's like, oh no, I feel so drunk right now.
I know exactly what happened. Pinecone got confused at the bar and took your drink and left his in front of you. And you just
oh no, what happened?
Was like this clear fucking 180% evergreen type shit.
Oh my god.
Who put their feet in my drink? This is disgusting.
I'm fucking loving this. Like, my theory was going to be that the glass he gave you was just an unwashed whiskey glass, and just a little bit of whiskey got you super fucking drunk.
No, I want Kekai drinking fucking Everclear for the rest of the night.
Like, you want to kill her?
Well, with that, with Pinecone, Vargan, and Vevi appropriately sloshed after their friend...
Vevi is sober.
Oh, right. Well, Vevi has a nice healthy buzz. Vargan, as well, who rolled, I believe he said a 15, so Vargan is doing quite well, as well as Vevi. Pinecone, you need to lay down. The room is spinning.
Yeah, he's already got his head in his arms. He's on the table. He doesn't know he can get a room. He has decided he is going to sleep right here for the night.
Oh.
Is anybody going to try and talk him out of that?
No.
He's face down on the bar?
No, face down on the table of the not like the bar top, but like, you know, your standard table.
Oh. Then yeah, Vargan's not going to mess with him. He looks comfortable.
Baby, you're very, very pretty. Thanks. Where did you come from?
The mountains.
What? That's amazing. Is there, is there a tree there?
Around the mountains, yeah.
What?
Maybe it's time we get you to bed.
Okay. That's probably a good. What happened?
Did Bevy just to, like, put her like hand over her mouth and just like scoop her up over her shoulder and go bring her to a room?
Oh, you're very strong.
Yeah, no shit.
Well, listeners, pay attention. This is a fan art opportunity.
I want to say that fan art of Vevi x Kekai already exists. I want to say that. I know it doesn't, but I want to.
Oh my god.
It will.
Oh, we're going to snuggle.
I love how there's like already two ships with Vevi. It's like Vevi Vargan and Vevi Kekai. It's so funny.
Vevi's just going to wake up in the middle of the night and be like, why the fuck am I the little spoon?
No, Bevy's gonna wake up and just everyone's gonna be, like, cuddled up to her.
I'm the big spoon and the little spoon? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Bevy sandwich. Weep, weep.
Oh god, okay. Grab my stylist. Alright, let's go for number two erotic art for the day.
Here we were joking about Bevy body pillow. It's actually gonna freaking happen in the game.
Basically the adventuring party cuddle cuddle.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm down for all of this.
So are you all getting one room, or what's going on here?
I mean,
I'd say girls and boys, maybe.
Well, it's girls and boy. Because Alcashwin's dead. Pinecone's at the bar.
I guess all three of us can share the room. I mean, fuck it. If it's just the three of us, fuck it. Let's do it. Let's share that room.
Is there like, so derps, in the rooms, is it like one single like twin bed or the like two full bed? Like, what's the situation there? Just to plan this out.
So a room with a single twin bed would be 5 silver. A room with a queen bed would be 1 gold, and a room with 2 queen beds would be 2 gold.
Can I have two queens in my bed, please?
I mean...
I mean, if you joined them, you could have.
No.
So, I think... God, I don't know.
Pinecone's sexual awakening is not what I wanted to do today.
Oh my god. Okay, we're getting the 2 queen beds.
Okay.
We'll like split it somehow. It doesn't matter.
All right. Who's going to cover the cost for that one? If you could strike 2 gold from you, or if you just want to take it out of Pinecone's non-existent pockets.
Yeah, you can do that.
We'll just wait for him to take a shit and take some of the gold that he ate from the shit.
Oh no.
I'm not going through that shit.
Alright, well. Anyway, so. Bevy's gonna carry Kekai up to the room and pretty much, like, unceremoniously just toss her on one of the beds. Like, she's just like, here, you're safe.
Flop.
Alrighty. Vargan, which bed will you be taking, or will you be sleeping somewhere else?
Let's see. Better yet, you know what? High or low?
High.
Alright. That is a 13, so I'm taking the bed that that Kekai is not on.
Okay. Aww. No, I have to roll. Fuck. Okay. Alright.
No, hold on. I need you to not roll, and I need you to make a ship decision right now.
Are you serious? No, I cannot.
No, don't do that.
I'm rolling.
I don't know why, but I just imagine just hearing like a one of these ships is leaving the harbor.
Alright, so let's see. Lowe's Kekai, high's Vargan. Okay.
Oh gosh.
Okay. Bevy's gonna go on the other bed too.
For those who don't know, she rolled above a 10, which means she's sleeping with Vargen tonight, in the platonic sense, mind you.
Yeah. I will ask what every single listener is asking. Who is the big spoon? It doesn't matter if you guys it doesn't matter if you guys are on separate sides of the bed at the beginning of the night. At the end of the night, is the big spoon.
No. There is no pull to hole. No, she's the big spoon. No pull.
I feel like it's gonna like take turns like in the middle of the night.
He shakes her awake. Hey, baby, it's time to rotate.
It's weird. I didn't sleep very well. It felt like I was wrestling all night.
All night.
Oh my god.
Okay, and finally, Akashwin, what are you doing while all this is happening?
I can answer that. He's fucking dead.
I didn't ask you, Pinecone.
Oh, this is an opportunity.
No. Okay.
I'm sorry. No,
what are you doing?
So,
it seems pussy. Like Alcashwin went to the fucking bathhouse to get a free show.
I have a question for Kakai.
Okay.
Bum, bum, bum.
Do you want to get the big spoon or
little spoon? No. So, what did she do with her notebook?
She probably put it in her bag of holding and... it's probably still over her shoulder.
Oh. Well, that sucks. I was going to read it, but I'm not on that one.
Well, she has like a little like side notebook that she puts in her boot that she makes like little like side notes that nobody knows about.
Wait, don't bags of holding empty out into the ethereal plane?
Oh.
Astral.
Oh,
yeah.
I planned for that.
Okay. I guess he's just gonna keep pacing between all the rooms and bar, and basically just keep an eye out in case something happens. He can punch someone awake.
He's like a chihuahua, a very shitty guard dog, but he's loud.
The alarm system.
So, after, we'll say, anywhere between 20, 30 minutes, everyone has drifted off peacefully to sleep. So, Kakai, something that hasn't happened to you for about, I believe, 2 weeks at this point, happens again.
Okay.
You have a dream. It's a very strange dream. You... open your eyes, you see that you are laying in the bed that Vevi unceremoniously plopped you into, and you look around the room. Roll me a perception check, please.
Okay. Nineteen.
I was hoping you were going to get so high, because this is going to be an info dump, as it were.
Well, you know, I rode shittily, so, you know, I had to get something good sometime soon.
Yep. I was actually getting very nervous with all the rolls that we were getting that were shitty. So,
no.
You notice three things that are very strange. First off, the room looks quite normal, but there appears to be almost a rainbowish aura emanating from Vevi herself.
Okay.
There appears to be a strange... almost like shadowy darkness emanating from Vargen's bag of holding. You look to your bag of holding, there's nothing like that coming from yours, but his has that. Oh, and you can see a Kalshwin.
Oh. She like waves, sees if he can maybe wave back to her, or just kind of like confused.
Wait, can he see her waving? Because this is a dream, or...?
You can see her.
Oh, he's tackling her. He's lonely. He just died, and... yeah. He couldn't interact with anyone after dying, so he's tackling her.
Aww.
roll me a dexterity saving throw. As you bounce off the bed through her.
That's a 10.
Okay, that's not going to be good enough. I'm sorry.
Wait, can I take damage while I'm dead?
Yes, you can actually take damage. I have a mechanic for this.
I have yet to have any damage on me, like any HP at all.
Oh, I know. So essentially, here's what's going to happen. So you're at zero now.
Okay.
I need you to put yourself at -5.
What? I don't think I can do that.
Buddy, grab a pencil. You can do anything you want.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can always just put a note on your character sheet.
Yeah, I just remember it.
Okay. So you bounce off the bed through her body, and you bash your head into the headboard of the bed. How you feeling about that?
Alka's looking up at Kekai, kind of like, is this real? And then he has that moment where I don't know if he can even have any more blood drained from his face, but it's like, are you dead?
No, I think I'm dreaming, but I'm not sure. How can I see you right now? This is so weird. Are you still around then? We can save you.
Yes.
Oh, good. This is so weird. I've never interacted with anyone like this before. Are you okay then?
Define okay?
I don't know. I was just making sure. I don't know how to save you. Is there a way that we can save you?
Guys working on it, but yeah, he's gone quiet. He's just staring at you like, wow. he's in shock, definitely. So yeah, he's just processing still.
She's gonna try to reach out and just thump his forehead to see if it's actually happening.
Your hand goes right through him.
Oh, that's so weird. I can put my hand right through you. Oh, that's so weird. Oh, I cannot wait to tell the others tomorrow. I hope I remember this. Oh, goodness, goddess.
I was trying to talk to you, but you didn't hear me.
When did you try to talk to me?
I think you were drinking.
Oh. It was kind of loud in there, so, you know, that might have been it. I'm glad I get to talk to you now, though.
Me too. I don't know what to say. He's half there. He's half in his head.
Well, I do have a point that I would like to make. Kekai, you did not know that he is what he is, so that's probably, to me, an obvious conversation you might want to have.
Yeah, probably.
So, what are you?
Dead? A revenant? I was brought back to do a... I guess, a job? And
Kekai, could you roll me a history or religion check, please?
Okay.
As you hear the word revenant.
8.
What is your... Wait, do you have a subclass yet?
I'm grave domain.
So, as a grave domain cleric, at the very least, you would know the basics of what a revenant is. A revenant is somebody who was dead and was brought back almost in servitude to somebody. But with the information that you have, you would not know who brought them back, for what reason they were brought back, and what they need to do to essentially find eternal rest. You just know that he was brought back by somebody for some reason. That's all you know.
Back by somebody for some reason. Got it.
But you would also know that a revenant cannot die. Once their body is destroyed, it comes back at undisclosed amount of time. You don't know.
Okay. Okay, so you said you're a revenant. So from what I know about those is that you are able to come back. So we just have to wait, basically, then, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'll make sure to let the others know. And then hopefully we'll see you soon, okay?
You don't tell them what I am.
I won't. I'll just say we will have to just wait a little longer.
You're not going to exorcise me, are you?
Oh, no, no, no. I wouldn't do that to my friends. You're my friend.
He's kind of looking at his hands, mouthing the word friend with a smile. A really sad smile, but it's a smile.
These are her first friends.
Okay, yeah, I can see it.
Well, I mean, she had the one friend in her hometown, but, you know, that was there wasn't a whole lot of them.
I'm just now remembering. That was Kari, wasn't it?
Yep.
Okay. So, do you guys have anything else you want to talk about?
No, I win the lottery tomorrow. Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
He's just sitting there staring, you know, like staring into space, but also in her direction. And he's very nonverbal right now. Just processing.
She's gonna like try to reach out and hug him, but she knows that she can't. So she'll like reach her arms out and then like bring it back down and like do the awkward, like, try to pat his shoulder and then go, nope, can't do that either.
I'm just picturing, like, the Sheldon, there.
Like,
I'll hug you when I see you again, okay? How about that?
Okay. Don't let Pinecone eat my money.
Don't worry, I'll keep an eye on him.
Thank you.
See you soon.
See you. Derp, you're making me sad.
Hey yo, it's finally cold here in Texas, where I'm from. And do you know what that means? It means hot chocolate, and warm fires, and gathering around with the family. Yeah, welcome to the mid-roll. I put extra marshmallows and whip in yours. It's been a crazy couple of weeks for us, and we have some pretty big announcements coming up, so stay tuned for the next episode. Also, hey, did you know that you could win free merch? Who doesn't love free merch? All you gotta do is join the Discord and invite someone else to the Discord. Drawings will end on New Year's, and that's pretty rad. I'd like to make a special shout out to our members at the $10 Patreon tier, our mid-tantrum masters, if you will, to Lilith and Natty for showing their support to the show. Finally, I'd like to say I know the holiday season is rough for some people, and a lot of us, I included, have that spicy brand of seasonal depression, and I just want to remind y'all to reach out to us. We're here for you. With that, thank you so much. Also, thanks for the last spectacular 6 months. Hey, our show is 6 months old. That's insane. And hey, thanks for listening.
So the rest of the night goes off without a hitch. It's very quiet, minus Vevi muttering under her breath about whatever she's muttering about.
I was literally going to, like, roleplay what she... Like, we have the same mindset. I totally was going to... Hilarious.
Yep, and Vargin was most likely snoring. Kakai sleeping quite peacefully with the figure of Alka probably sitting next to her. Pinecone, I've been trying to figure out what you would want to roll for this, but I guess just... What could I have him roll to make him not fall off the table onto the floor?
Constitution?
I was thinking either Constitution or, like...
Luck?
Just... Yeah, you know what? Let's do a luck roll.
Okay, let's do a straight luck. Roll 1d20. Hey, that's not how you do that. Roll 1d20. Hey, that's also not how you... Guys, how do you roll just a d20? You click the button. I got a 16.
16. You manage to keep your head up on the table. Your arm just falls off to your side. That's really all that happens.
I really feel like his horn probably just grabbed onto something on the table, and that's why he's, like, managing to stay up.
Poor boy can't even put his head on the table. He's resting on his
horn. He's trying to find a comfortable spot, and it just, like, he whips himself off of the table by his horns and just, like, lays on the floor. Fuck it. I'm good here.
He wakes up. He's got the whole table entangled in his horns. He stands up. The table is now sideways above his head.
Ooh, now, you know what? I've actually got something for this. So, the rest of the night goes off without a hitch, and you all wake up as the sun starts peering in through the window. Let's just roll constitution checks, see who wants to wake up first in the room.
Me.
That is a 17 total.
That is a baller's 6.
Kikai and Vargan.
That is a 13.
13.
8.
So it looks like Vevi wakes up first. So, Vevi, you wake up. Everyone is still asleep, but they appear to be just borderline about to wake up. Would you like to do anything first?
Vevi, because she wasn't drunk the night before, I mean, she's going to wake up pretty chilly. Like, she's not going to be in pain or have a migraine or anything. She's just going to open her eyes and just kind of look around and be like, all right. Everyone's where I left them. Cool. And I guess she's gonna like get up and start getting dressed for the day.
I kind of assumed that you all would have slept in your clothes.
Yep.
But now you're telling me that Vargan and Vevi were butt naked together.
Not
nope.
They're like
what I heard. Oh, my head can't accept it.
Kikai definitely slept in her clothes.
Yeah, Vevi didn't even... Vevi just tossed her on the fucking bed.
Didn't even have the respect to remove her shoes so nobody drew on her face with Sharpie.
Damn. What? To be fair, Vevi would probably be the only one that'd be... No, well, Vargan wasn't, like, drunk either. But anyway, I don't think they would do that.
Yeah, no, I was making a joke. I mean, we've introduced fantasy duct tape. We're not going to introduce a fantasy Sharpie into this game.
Oh my god. Yeah, we are.
No, we're not.
Alrighty, so after a few minutes, Vevi's awake. She gets dressed or starts doing whatever. Everybody wakes up. And then everybody, I'm going to assume, walks downstairs to see Pinecone. Who, for some strange reason, has an empty wooden mug of ale wrapped around his horn by the handle.
Vevi's gonna walk up to Pinecone and just kind of yoink it off and set it down on the bar.
Where did that come from? Where, are you stealing my cup?
Technically, it was never your cup.
But, like, you spent the night with me. That makes it my cup, right?
No, you don't just claim something you spend the night with.
Oh. Man.
You must woo the cup first.
What the fuck did you say, GURPS?
Vevi will remember this. It appears on the top of the screen.
Oh my god. I licked it, so it's mine.
Oh?
I... No... Jesus Christ, y'all.
I'm clipping that.
Hey, can I have this cup?
I'm done.
Why is the back of my neck wet?
Oh my god.
You think you figure out by now, you gotta watch what you say around us.
Oh, that's amazing.
I fucking love that.
As Bevy just like takes her hand and just wipes the back of his neck and just wipes it on his clothes like that.
Oh man, now it's canon.
Look, y'all did this.
And we'll do it again.
I'm gonna fuck around and find that gnome again. Fuck y'all.
Oh Jesus Christ. Alright, Pinecone, I do need you to do me one favor though.
Hold on. Can she use the gnome's hand like a divining rod to find the rest of the gnome?
Jesus Christ.
Never mind. I'm just gonna shut up.
Pinecone, do me a favor. Roll me one more constitution save to see if you're hungover.
17.
17.
He's got a big boy liver.
Yep, you do not gain a level of exhaustion.
He's got a big boy liver.
Okay. So you're all up, you're about, there is nobody tending bar. So what would you all like to do? Bear in mind, you do still have a job that you were asked to do, and...
Oops, what was that?
Yeah, if I recall correctly, at this point your friend has been dead for about 18 hours. The job that you were asked to do was to go to the port city of Freljord to investigate what has been happening to the raw materials that have been going missing.
Hey, guys, don't we need to, like, go somewhere? Do we need to, like, Weekend at Bernie's his body to, like, that place?
You guys, I saw him in my dream last night.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's adorable. You're dreaming about Alkashman. That's cute.
No, like, I saw him. I saw him. He was there, and I waved at him, and he said, just wait, that the one guy is working on him coming back, and all we have to do is just wait.
That's really sweet. That's, like, a nice way to honor his memory. Wait, what? Wait on what?
He's... For Alka.
Oh?
The other guy that we were just with.
Wait. Oh yeah, that guy. How long?
He didn't say. He said that the other guy that we saw, you know, with the crazy mouth, he is working on it. So we just have to wait.
Okay. I guess we should go check in on that then.
I think that would be a great idea.
Do you think I can keep this cup?
Could you lick it?
I can lick it. Is that what I have to do?
Yes.
Pinecone's gonna lick the cup. It's unsettling.
You did this to yourself.
Roll for splinters. No. I mean, if you want to take the cup, you can take the cup. How are you going? Like, are you just like holding onto it, walking out?
He's gonna put it back on his horn. Like he saw Vevi walk around with a cup. He's going to emulate.
It's kind of cute.
Monkey see.
Monkeys. Goat see, goat do.
The sun has just risen. There is nobody tending bar. You could technically just walk out. Like, the bar is not technically supposed to open for, like, roughly an hour.
Is there, like, food made here?
No, there would be food made, but not until later.
Is there a continental breakfast?
There is a kitchen, yes.
Then that is exactly where Vargan's going.
Vargan is going to walk back into the kitchen?
Yeah. Yeah, Vargan's going to make people... Vargan's going to make breakfast.
Okay.
Debbie's gonna find alcohol. She's gonna get one of like the big barrels that you said were around earlier.
When I say big barrels of ale, I mean like your huge barrels that you would find.
You don't think that she couldn't fucking lift it?
That sounds like a challenge.
That sounds like a fucking challenge, buddy.
Okay.
Didn't she already effortlessly lift two huge barrels of ale?
She did.
Yes, those are medium-sized barrels. One second.
Look, she got a really nice night of sleep, so she's ready for anything.
Including day drinking.
And then Vevi stole the bar.
It's only day drinking if you deem yourself to be an alcoholic.
Vevi's totally not an alcoholic. Not at all.
Then it's just drinking at that point. Vargan apparently got a 15 on a cooking check.
Oh, nice.
Yummy food. I wish I could eat it.
I have Oreos.
But he wouldn't eat it even if he was alive.
That sounds like a I shouldn't be dead type question.
That sounds like only one of us is coming back.
You're right. Not all of us can be enslaved to a lich, my friend.
Okay. Zavi, you're going to try and lift one of these barrels?
Yeah.
Run me a strength check with disadvantage, because this thing is huge.
Disadvantage?
It's almost as tall as you.
Who gives a fuck?
Okay.
Oh, man. All right, well, let's fucking... Oh, wait,
I'm just going to tell you offhand, you need to beat an 18 if you want to lift this thing.
All right, let's see what we got. I got...
Hey, why is that number green?
Why? Well, I have disadvantage. Oh, I got a 14.
14, sorry.
Is there a smaller one?
I mean, yes, there are smaller ones, but that would be... Roll me an investigation check, actually.
17.
So, 17 is actually enough that you would know that, yes, there are some smaller barrels, but you would also know that the smaller barrels are usually the more expensive, better stuff.
So, Vevi, after she tries to lift the really big barrel, she's just going to get frustrated and flip it off. Like, she's just going to shove her middle finger, like, into the side of the barrel. And then she's going to walk over to the smaller one and pick up... Or is there more than one? Is there two?
There's at least, like, five.
Well, she's going to pick up one on each shoulder and walk behind the bar and, like, pour drinks for people.
How many drinks are you pouring?
Let's see. Five, because two for herself.
Okay. Alrighty, and we'll get back to that in a moment. Vargan, you walk back into the kitchen. There is quite a large amount of supplies. There's dried meat. There's fresh vegetables. There is a cauldron that does already have water in it, but it's not boiling. The fire underneath the cauldron is not lit. What would you like to make? Let's see what we can figure out here.
So I'm looking for rashers of bacon, eggs, and breads.
There is bread. I don't believe that there would be fresh bacon or eggs, because that would probably be something that somebody would need to deliver in the mornings, and the delivery has not arrived yet.
Okay, is there any kind of, like, cured meat or anything?
There is cured meats, yes.
All right, then we're going to make as good of sausage / bacon out of that cured meat that we can. Go ahead and start the fire under the soup pot to make kind of a porridge using oats and different kind of like sweeter like spices and ingredients to try and make like a sweet porridge.
All right, roll me a survival check for that. Are you going to check your bag to see if you can get any other stuff from like your bag of holding?
From home? Yeah, for sure. I'm gonna check the bag. And I did get a 15 on a survival before. Or do you want me to roll another one?
No, that'll be fine.
Okay. That was the cooking test that I typed in the chat. Do you want me to roll for it or?
Yeah, just a d20 straight up and down.
All right, that is a 17.
17. Well, how interesting. You also pull out bacon and eggs.
Motherfucker, let's go.
Yes, bitch.
So yeah, you make a very nice, like, you know, there's oatmeal, porridge, whatever you want to call it. There's bacon, there's eggs. There's quite a hefty breakfast for everybody.
Yeah, so basically Vargan is going to walk out of the kitchen with like arms full of plates, like fully extended, and there's like four plates per arm, and like he just slides a couple of plates in front of everybody and it's like, "All right, everyone, eat up. I'm going to get a little bit more. Do we think that Alka is going to be coming back at some point? You said something about back. Like, will he need food?"
Real quick, before you actually put those plates down. I wouldn't be a good DM if I didn't make you roll a sleight of hand for carrying all of that.
A sleight of hand? Can I instead do like just a dexterity? Because I might not have sleight of hand.
Then there's no difference.
Yeah, sleight of hand is your dexterity roll.
Can I do acrobatics instead?
You're not flipping them.
But I am trying to balance them very carefully.
It's not plate spinning. I'll let you argue sleight of hand or athletics.
I will take athletics.
Okay. It's something simple. So
that is an 18.
18, I'll allow it then, yes. All you need to do is beat a 12, so I'll let you have that one.
Good deal. I was very worried because like I didn't want like Bargain like come out like a professional waitress with like 8 plates on his arms and then all of a sudden trip and fall.
Aww. Hey, but you gotta be honest, it would have been funny.
It would have been hilarious.
5 second rule. All good.
5 second rule would have been a hilarious with soup. Anyway, so yes, everybody has a lovely, lovely breakfast. Which will take you roughly an hour to eat, which the bartender at that point would come downstairs from his room. See some people that he met last night, some people that he didn't meet last night, a goat man with one of his mugs in his horn. You were going to say something there, Nick?
I said hi.
Oh, I thought you said, So he's going to see all this. He's also going to see two of his very high-priced barrels of ale on the table as well. And he just looks absolutely speechless. Like, what the fuck?
I'm going to slide a plate that still has eggs, bacon, and some of the porridge on there. I'm going to slide a plate over to the table that's closest to him. Please sit, eat. There is plenty for everyone.
You want a drink?
Both of you, roll me a persuasion. Vevi, you with disadvantage.
No!
You just offered him his own ale.
15.
3.
So he looks to both of you, a half-orc with a huge smile on his face, a Goliath with a huge smile on her face, who just muted her mic because she's laughing too hard, and this is probably going to make her laugh harder, so. And he looks down at the food, sees that it looks quite delicious, smells amazing, takes a bite, and just smiles and nods. He just starts demolishing the food.
Vargan just beams.
He, however, does not take the ale. He does look at Vevi and politely gesture if she could deliver them back.
And I at least keep one.
He'll hold up 10 fingers.
The fuck does that mean?
A double high five. He is going for a double high five.
she awkwardly slowly double high fives him.
He shakes his head, reaches into his pocket, puts a single gold piece on the table, points to the gold, and then holds up 10 fingers again.
Vevi just kind of like reluctantly puts them back.
He smiles and nods.
She leans over to Vargan and is like, I'm totally taking one before we leave though.
I mean, I kind of figured.
Are you going to pay for it, or are you just going to take it?
Do I have to tell you that right now?
I mean, not technically, no.
Then I won't.
Okay.
She's gonna, like, start also demolishing her food.
Alrighty. So, after a little while, people do start filing in. The morning drinking crew, as you will. Some of them appear to be city guards. Some are just town folk just coming in for breakfast, if you will.
As the city guards come in, if there are any plates left over, Vargan slides them to them.
Considering most of the food that you got for like the bacon and eggs type stuff, there was only enough for your crew, which is basically what your bag of holding would have. unless you roll that special one that you have on there. So, yeah, you, I mean, you're more than welcome to hand out the porridge or oatmeal or whatever it was, which I'm assuming you do.
I mean, it's probably the old slash porridge.
Yeah, maybe. Just do me a favor, roll me a d20, just straight up and down. I'm curious how much you made.
Alrighty. That is a straight up 10.
Okay, so you made enough for about 20 people. Like 20, 25 people. So you feed a good amount of the city guard. You have,
good deal.
Essentially, you have definitely won the favor of the Wayrun Guard. They will remember you. They will like you.
They will remember this.
Do I also get the, like, Dragon Age thing where it's like, the party liked that?
Yeah, notification in the top left corner, the party liked that.
So, after breakfast, is there anything you guys want to do in town?
I think we gotta go pick up a corpse, guys.
Do we have to pick the corpse up, or is it supposed to come to us? Kakai, you had the dream. Does he come here, or do we go to him?
He didn't say, but I'm pretty sure we had to go see Purana. That was his name, right? The guy with the crazy mouth thing.
No, the lich man, the ogre, whatever his name is, right?
Why do I have Purana written down? Okay, so A.
Purana is the name of the Illithid. But the lich's name is Algar.
The lich. Okay, that's where I'm confused. Okay.
Or Olgoth.
Alakazam, what?
He's just an old goth, dude.
We have to find the lich, the Algar person, and they're supposed to help bring him back.
Are you saying that in a normal speaking voice?
No, she's always whispering.
Okay. Okay, that's all I needed.
What'd you do?
She said lich in a bar.
Oh. The elves are messing up today.
Nothing happened that you could tell.
Okay.
It's not very reassuring.
So up, what are you guys doing? Do you finish up? Do you head over to Algar's?
I feel like Pinecone's gonna finish eating and then, like, start heading for the door.
Bevy's totally gonna try to take that barrel of ale.
How are you going to try and take this?
She's just gonna walk up and, like, pick it up and just casually try to walk out.
Okay, you walk over, you pick up the cask of ale. The dwarf, like, he just watches you. You're 8 feet fucking tall.
She's 6 foot. She's small for a Goliath.
Oh, right. You are 6 foot. Still, not exactly inconspicuous. Unless you want to try and roll, like, a stealth check.
I mean, I can try.
It's not exactly as populated as it was last night.
14.
14? That's not going to do it, no. He clocks you picking up the barrel. Like, I'll give you this. You get to the bar without him noticing you. As soon as you step behind the bar, he just kind of looks over and gives you this look as if to say, you're not supposed to be back here.
Bevy is just going to kind of give him a look. Like, if you say anything, I'm going to fucking punch you.
Oh.
And not in the sexy way.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how I want to play this. Because I don't want to start a bar brawl with y'all, but I think I kind of have to at this point.
Intimidation?
Intimidation? Question?
You're okay, roll me an intimidation.
At advantage?
Roll me an investigation on this guy first before you roll intimidation.
Investigation.
If you want to size this guy up, that is.
I got a 12.
A 12. At a glance, you can tell this guy could probably handle himself. He looks like he's seen some shit. Possibly an adventurer who's retired to a simpler life tending bar.
Still gonna try to intimidate him. Do I get advantage or no?
No, you would just have standard.
Okay. Let's get it. No, it's nine.
A9 would not work, and you see him reach under his bar for something. You don't know what.
Yeah.
All right. She just keeps walking. Like, that doesn't stop her.
Okay.
True, false, right, wrong, Derps. If we kill this barman, will we level up?
I'm not going to tell you.
All right, kill the barman.
Okay. Zevi, what's your AC?
My AC is 13.
I kind of want to show you guys the dice because I rolled a 14 for a crossbow bolt that hits you on the shoulder.
Ah.
The shoulder...
He brought a crossbow to a gunfight.
The shoulder of the arm that is carrying the barrel.
Okay. How much damage?
Oh, I get to take a long rest. I forgot about that. I slept.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Everybody, please take your long rests.
Do I get a long rest?
No, you're fucking dead.
Yeah, you're dead.
You are taking a long rest. This is
just well, I haven't rest. Done anything strenuous for 4 hours.
Excuse me, you're taking the big sleep?
Are you telling me that dying isn't strenuous?
Not physically.
Apparently it's easy peasy. Just look how he did it. It was like that.
I mean, he had help.
He had 6 burly men to help him die. That's how I want to go.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
All right, how much?
You only take one.
So, she's actually going to take 0 because I'm going to do Stone's Endurance. And I will at least roll a 1. Minimum. I mean, actually, at least a 2.
Do you want to roll and see if that arrow healed you?
Sure.
No, I'm kidding.
Get fucked, nerd.
So, I'm guessing now the arrow just kind of bounces off of her? Question mark?
I would guess yes. However, the city guard does take notice to everything that's happening. Could you maybe put that back, please?
But this stuff is really good.
Yeah, but it ain't yours.
She's gonna lick it. She licks the barrel.
Is Veppy really gonna spend the rest of the day in the brig?
We're not on a ship, are we?
No, in the dungeon. Alright, yeah, so, like, half of the room stands up and brandish weapons and just look directly towards you. 3 guards immediately walk and stand in front of the door. So, what do you want to do now?
Jesus Christ. Alright.
There's about 10 people there who are standing up now.
She's gonna look at, like, her friends and be like, do you guys... I really want this beer, but if you guys don't feel like fighting, I could leave it, I guess.
How about we come and get it later?
She's gonna think about it for a minute and be like, alright. And she's just gonna, like, set it down and just kind of, like, do jazz hands, but just kind of, like, hold her hands out, like, are you fucking happy?
I get what you mean. Basically, like, you know, okay, I put it down.
Yeah.
The international sign for I surrender. I got it.
I don't know if she'd give that.
You're surrendering the ale.
Yeah. Surrendering the ale. It's more like my friends don't feel like fighting, so I guess I won't drag them into it.
Man, you guys really are fucking murder hobos if I give you the opportunity.
Dude, like, Vevi was all for it.
Yeah. Alright, so you place the ale down, and at this point, you are all promptly escorted out of Vargin more apologetically than everybody else, however.
I appreciate that.
Hey, can I keep this mug? Can I just, like, have this?
If you didn't say anything, I was gonna let you keep it.
Fine. I licked it, and I chewed on it most of the night.
Buddy, it don't work. I tried it. I licked the barrel. They wouldn't let me keep it.
But, like, that's my teeth mark. It says pinecone. That's my name. In the teeth.
Did you bit your name into the mug?
No. But I was cuddling with it and probably gnawing on it all night.
While you are being escorted out, like, as you say, can I keep this mug, pointing to the mug, one of the guards reaches up and just unceremoniously just pulls it off of your horn and walks it back into the bar.
I wanted that.
Like I said, if you didn't mention it, I was going to let you keep it.
Bevy's gonna go over to Pineco and be like, don't worry, buddy. We'll go back. We'll cut off their heads. We'll take the mug and the barrel, and we'll have a good time.
That doesn't sound like a... That doesn't sound right.